Okay, it is Thursday evening, and it's May 27th, 1999, and my name is Luann Johnson, and I'm interviewing a young woman named Denise Zarata, is that correct? For the Immigrants in Bowling Green Oral History Project, and we are in the backyard of her home on 210 Witt Street in Bowling Green, and so there will be background noises of crickets and other such insects, and dogs, etc., cars going by, things like that. Hello, Denise.
Hello.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Denise Zarate. I'm 15 years old. I live with my mom and dad and my brother. I have a dog.
You have a dog?
I have a dog. He's watching, I have a lot of friends. I go to school.
Where do you go to school?
I go to Warren East High School. I'm a junior. I go to church.
Where do you go to church?
I go to church at San Joseph.
What kind of things do you do in school?
Like, I teach Sunday school. And
what activities do you do in high school?
I play soccer. I'm in the girls. I'm a member of the language club. I'm in science club, kids team, and
okay. Well, how long have you lived in Bowling Green?
5 years.
And where did you move here from?
California.
Where did you live in California?
El Cajon.
No, what area?
I have no idea.
Do you remember much of it?
No.
So you were about 10 years old?
Yeah, 19 years old.
And where did you live before that?
Mexico.
And where in
Mexico?
Mexico City. Do you have a lot of memories of when you were in Mexico?
Well, I don't remember that much because I was like a little girl.
So, do you know for what reasons you moved to Bowling Green?
No.
You moved from California?
Mm-hmm.
And with your parents? And how many, do you have brothers and sisters?
I have a brother, 20 years old.
And he moved here as well?
Mm-hmm.
And do you have other family in Bowling Green?
I have a cousin, and an uncle.
And that's all?
Two
uncles are here, and where do they work?
They work at Eagle Industries.
Yeah. Has your father always worked at Eagle?
Mm-hmm.
So he came to Bowling Green when Eagle Industries came here?
I think so.
Okay, that's a guess.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't want to put words in your mouth, but okay. But you've lived in this house the whole time you were here? When did you move into this house?
When? 2 years ago.
So, and your parents own it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So, when you first came to Bowling Green, what was it like for you?
It was different. I was new to it.
What was the most different?
The people. Because we live like in a Lemon State. You know how it's like a bunch of people. It's always noisy. And
yeah.
That's kind of different.
Where you lived in California, what was it like?
It was quiet. Very, very quiet.
Was it in the country?
Uh-uh. It was quiet. Oh, I know. It was very, very quiet.
So you moved into you moved to Bowling Green and it was noisy?
Yeah, at the beginning. Like, first year. But then it got better. So I had more friends. We moved to another house. And the house, and we moved to the house.
Okay. So, when you first moved here, did you grow up speaking English?
Uh-uh. I did not.
When did you learn English?
When I moved to California.
So you were, how old?
Like 7.
So, was it easy to learn English?
Yeah, kind of. Well, it was kind of hard because I didn't understand.
Where did you learn? How did you learn?
In school.
What was that like?
It was hard. Very, very hard, because I didn't understand. It took me like 6 months to learn English.
So how did you do that? Do you remember?
Watching TV, like TV in English TV. Watching cartoons, and talking to my friends, listening to my teachers, and writing stuff.
Did you, were people very supportive in helping you learn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So did your family speak English?
My mom, a little bit. My dad understands. My brother speaks.
He speaks
English, like, not that good. Kind of like me.
Okay. Well, I think you speak very good English.
Thank you.
So do you help your family communicate then when they need?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
They won't. Sometimes they don't want.
Okay. Let's see. So, what kind of community have you found here? As far as Hispanic community that gets together and practices things that you remember from when you were in Mexico, like celebrations or holidays that are usually not practiced by.
Since we live like all the way out here, we don't talk to people. So we don't really get together with like other people.
Mm-hmm.
Just like family. Okay. We get together on Christmas and Halloween.
Okay. So are most of the holidays you celebrate
the
American holidays? Is there any other traditions that you practice that is unique to your family?
Well, I turned 15 in November, and in Mexico, that's when a girl turns 15, you have like, it's kind of like sweet 16, you have a big party, and
that. Tell me more about it. What is it called?
Quinceañera, like 15.
Mm-hmm. So tell me, what kind of celebration it is.
Well, it's like a, like in the morning you go to church and you have like a church. Well, first you go to church, then you go to your house, then you have like a dance, kind of like.
So tell me about the church service. Is it a special service?
Like, no, it's regular. And it talks about you a little bit. Like the people in church will talk about you.
What do they talk about?
Like how you were when you were little and how you grew up and how you are now and the things you like to do and stuff like that. Then you go like to the house and you have like a dinner.
What kind of dinner? Do you remember? Tell me about the food you ate. And
Mexican food.
Like?
Tacos and Mexican food. I don't remember them. I mean, I know the name's kind of hard.
Are they foods you usually eat on an everyday basis at home, or is it special?
Yeah.
Who prepared them?
Who?
Yeah.
My mom and other people.
Okay. How many people came to the dinner?
A lot.
And how many would that be?
Like 30 families.
That's big.
A lot of people came, yeah.
Where did you have it at?
Mexico.
So you went to Mexico for your quinceañera?
Mm-hmm.
So you had
28.
Well, who attended? What kind of who were these 30 families?
My mom's family, my uncles, and is that the Jack?
Yeah.
And my grandparents and all my family.
Wow. Did they travel to go
mm-hmm.
to it? So did you have other relatives from the States go down for it?
Yeah.
So it was a big deal.
Yeah.
How did you prepare for it?
Well, it took us like 6 months to get everything ready.
Like things like?
Like flying things. Because it's kind of like a wedding. Because you have to wear like a white dress. It's kind of like a wedding without the room. Because it's expensive. So, bought everything.
And you had to, what other preparation did you have to do?
Well, the kind of things you do, you know, what?
Like, invitations?
Yeah.
Did you help with that?
Yeah. I did anything. No computer.
Oh. Cool. Did you, so you designed them?
Mm-hmm.
What were they like?
They were like in a regular paper, like mm-hmm. regular size paper, just folded like a bunch of different ways.
What kind of, did you have pictures or anything on them?
He had like flowers, and he had purple writing, like old English letters.
Nice. That's what you like?
Yeah.
And
that's
did you,
everything.
Tell me about your dress.
It was white. It had purple flowers, like violet flowers.
Where?
Where? Yeah. All over.
All over it?
Yeah. I mean, not all over. It was pretty. Yeah.
And tell me more, then, is there more to describe about how the ceremony was or how the party was?
It was a regular party. Very formal.
Are there other people dressed up?
Mm-hmm.
Who? Everyone?
Yeah. It's like, kind of like a wedding, you know. Everything's very, very formal.
Did you have, what other decisions did you have to think about when you were planning it?
The colors. And
are they symbolic, other than white? Like, I know that's mm-hmm. symbolic, but...
No. You said cute.
What does it symbolize?
I have no idea. It feels like... Like you become like a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You're not a little girl, you're a woman. What is
it? Did you have any special instruction in religious education, like mm-hmm. when you're going into your quinceañera?
No.
No preparation for that.
Mm-hmm.
Were did you have like a line of other like what brides have bridesmaids? Did you have any other people in your line or in attendance?
Yeah,
with
instead
you?
Of bridesmaids, I had boys and guys in it.
So you had special people that
mm-hmm.
stood with you? How was that organized?
Well, I couldn't, well, since I was here, I had my cousin in Mexico. She helped with everything. She got together with the guys and she...
What were their jobs?
They just, I don't know, they didn't do anything. They followed me everywhere.
Oh, they follow you.
You kind of did like a dance. You dance.
Okay. So were there other girls your age there as well?
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't have a special role?
Mm-hmm.
They just came? But did the boys stand up front with you
mm-hmm.
at the ceremony?
Yeah. Okay. I got pictures.
I want to see them. That would be very nice. Do you go down to Mexico City to visit a lot?
I haven't. Well, I went in December, but I don't think I'm going there in about 3 years.
In 3 years?
In 3 years.
Before your, before December, did you go, when was the last time you had visited Mexico?
4 years. So I didn't know.
But what was it like for you as a child, going back and forth or understanding that was where you were born?
I liked
and,
it.
Yeah. What did you like?
Well, everything. It was different from, I mean, since I lived in California, then moved back to Mexico. It was different.
Yeah. What was the community in California like that you lived in? Was it a lot different from Mexico as well?
Mm-mm.
It was
kind of like the same.
Okay. Was it Southern California?
I think so.
You don't remember?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What was it like starting and settling into Bowling Green as a home?
Well, I don't know.
It's hard to describe.
Yeah.
Do you, what are your plans as you're growing up now? Do you have any plans for where you'd like to, what you'd like to do or where you'd like to live?
Mexico. Go back to Mexico.
Would you?
When I get out of school. Get out of high school. plan on going back to Mexico.
What would you like to do there?
I don't know. Like go to school, college.
Yeah. Want to go? What are you interested in studying? Do you know yet?
I want to work in a beauty.
Is that what you want to do?
Plan on going to beauty school.
Okay. And you're going to go to school for that in Mexico City?
That's my plan. Those.
So do you have a lot of friends in Bowling Green?
No. I don't go out that much.
At school though? Do you hang out with people?
Yeah, they're like school friends, but I don't go out with them. You saw them at school, but
why is that?
I don't like going out that much. I don't like it.
Why?
I don't know.
What do you do at home?
Practice soccer.
Yeah.
Watch TV. Play with my dog. Listen to music. Talk on the phone.
Who do you talk to on the phone?
My daddy.
Where is he?
In Mexico.
How long has he been back home?
4 months.
Is it business or?
We had a dad and family.
Oh.
My uncle died. He had a car
accident. I'm sorry. So are your grandparents still down in Mexico?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have family come and visit you a lot? Or?
No. I have a boring life.
You do not. You have not have a boring life. I won't believe it. So, do you remember, what do you remember from when you were little in Mexico? What were some things that you as a young Mexican girl did in Mexico to play? Do you remember any games that are different from around here? Any?
I don't remember anything.
Any songs?
No.
I'm going to put you on the spot. Any songs?
Mm-mm. I don't.
Any nursery rhymes? In Spanish you can...
Mm-mm.
You don't have to translate them.
I can think of them, just will take me a long time.
Have any stories that your parents told you when you were little?
Stories.
What kind of stories did they tell you?
I don't remember, because I didn't live with my parents when I was just a little girl.
Who'd you live with?
My uncle.
And your father's brothers?
My mom.
Your mom's brothers. How long did you live with them?
2 years.
And where was your family? Where was your mom and dad?
In another part of Mexico.
Do you know why that you were that?
Because they were working.
Yeah, they were working. Was that a pretty usual situation?
Mm-mm.
No? That must have been
rough.
They had business.
They just came and visited me like once every month. I couldn't stay with them.
Mm.
They had business to do.
You were little? How little?
Like 3 years.
Two.
I was an ugly girl. Little girl.
You were what?
I said I was an ugly little girl.
You were what? Why do you say that?
Because I got pictures.
Oh, you can prove it.
Yeah.
Oh, I still don't believe you.
I can show you.
Well, yeah, but I still doubt I will believe you. I don't know many ugly little girls.
I was cute. I was a cute girl.
Of course you were.
I don't know what happened.
Oh. Stop it. All right, well, can you think of anything else that I haven't asked you that you want to talk about, about growing up here, or living here in Bowling Green, and your experience being kind of resettled here?
I don't know.
No? No? But maybe, well, it's been good to talk to you and get your perspective as a 15-year-old. And maybe we can talk with your mom sometime, too, and you can help me translate with that. That would be fun.
That's fun.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.